Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So, isn't this a happy time?
Yeah.
Joyful, and everywhere you go, the Spirit of God is just hovering over us. Isn't that great? So, how many are going to have people come over to your house this Christmas? That's it. Two people, three people, four people. How many are going to go bug somebody else? Oh, I mean, go to their house. That sounds more fun, right? Just go somebody else's house. How many still believe in Santa Claus? Yeah. You know, that's a good thing. Because if you believe in Santa Claus, that means you might get some more gifts, right? I mean, it helps. How many still believe in Jesus? Okay, see? Okay, Jesus wins, Santa Claus loses. Aren't you glad about that, right? Okay, how about one of the best things we like to do around this time? We like to eat. Who likes to eat? Okay, how many are going to have tamales for Christmas? What? Just about two people are going to have tamales. Oh, there we go, see? These are all the connoisseurs here. How many are going to have ham? There you go, ham. How about turkey? There you go. And Abe mentioned about the tacos, extra tacos for Pastor Henry. Make sure they're chicken tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he don't like chicken.
Chicken.
No, we all like to eat. We all like to be around family. What a beautiful time of the year this is, right? It'd be nice to be able to do this all year long. That spirit of joy and mostly a lot of peace. There's a lot of stuff going on out in the stores. So if you could stay away from Walmarts and the malls or whatever, do so. The grocery stores, my gosh.
Yeah, come on.
Stay home. Anyway, I want to read out of Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. And it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder,
yes.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God,
Amen.
The Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And John 3:16 says, as you all know, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad for Jesus?
Yes.
Please stand with me as we pray. Father God, we thank you for sending your Son into this world, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this time of year, Lord, the focus is on him. Help us to keep our focus on your Son, Lord. And all the things of the world, Lord, the shopping and the family, whatever it is, Lord, that can distract us from the reason for this season, Lord, help us to focus back on you this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. What a more wonderful gift, Lord, than all that came with Jesus. So, Lord, as we come to you this morning, Lord, with just every song, every word that comes from us, let it be for your glory, to worship you, to praise you. We thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus, and let's play some music. And
okay. All right. Okay, y'all. Okay. So, first thing, I'm back to the cardiologist. I do not have AFib. He's taken me off the blood
thinner. Praise God. Thank you.
I knew this before I even went, because I knew my prayers were going to be answered. Second thing, the wound on my leg. I have been praying that it be healed by Christmas. It is almost there.
Praise God.
It has covered in. The new tissues is growing in there. Just have another small area to close. Prayers work, y'all. I thank y'all for praying for me. Continue to pray for me. Now on a not so lighter, I was in contact with my sister that has lung cancer. She has now moved to the Houston area and going to MD Anderson Cancer Research Center. They have now found cancer in her other lung. We are still rebuking this. She's on better medication that's not making her so sick. And so just continued prayers for her.
Amen.
And for everybody. Everybody has a great new year.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Come on. Move this here because it's going to be up here for a couple of hours. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you. Hope your hot chocolate doesn't get cold chocolate. Yeah, I was just saying that my playing a song with my granddaughter was like a Christmas gift to me. And I appreciate that. I've always wanted to play music with my kid, but I never have the guts for it. How's that sound? Not much. It doesn't sound good. I tried playing. Was Cindy here? I tried doing a song with Cindy, and I was a train wreck. She did fine. I was a train wreck. And so, but praise God. That, like I say, I've just unwrapped my present. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lonnie. Where are you at? Man. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, you can't just have a service on Christmas without reading the Christmas story. Is that okay? Yeah, we got to read the Christmas story. We got to talk about what's going on with Jesus in our lives, amen? And John, the scripture, he said, for unto us a child is born, amen?
Amen.
A child is born, a son is given. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Ooh. Sure. Unto us, unto you, a child is born. You know, a lot of times we say that Jesus is the reason for the season. Is that right?
Yeah.
But guess what? I think Jesus said, no, you're the reason for the season. Because he came to save the world. He came to give the world life like they've never had it before. They thought they had life, but they don't have life unless the life of Christ lives in them. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what we're going to see God doing in the very near future. God is up to stuff. How many say amen to that? I don't think God sits back and takes a break. Say, I'm going to go in and have some tea. Michael, Gabriel, you guys check out the stuff. Just let me know if something goes wrong. Is that right? No, God's not like that. God's always doing something. Amen? He's always doing something. So, hallelujah. Let's read this. Let's read the story. And like I said, I'm not going to try to keep you too long. It won't be 2 hours. No, I'm sorry. I said, Rosie says, quit telling lies in church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Starting at Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed under one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called what? Bethlehem. Because he was of the house and of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being what? Great with child. Amen? Another word for saying pregnant. Amen? Getting ready. Very, very pregnant. Amen. Praise God. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. That must have been fun. That must have been nice. Amen? Imagine over there, there's no street lights. There's no lights from the city. There's just dark. Amen? Probably a few torches around where they were at. And all of a sudden, this light shows up. And it's the glory of the Lord. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Everybody say great joy. Great joy. Hey, this should be a time of great joy. Amen?
Amen.
It should be. And I realize people go through stuff. How many say amen?
Amen.
But God knows about all your stuff. Is that okay?
Yes.
And he knew before you knew. And he knows more about your stuff than you know about your stuff. Is that okay? Are we okay with that? Because he's an all-knowing God. Amen? He knows everything. And he knows more about you than you know about you. So the best thing to do is just say, have great joy for what God does in your life. Amen? And read verse 10. The angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you, that you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace and goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. Amen?
Amen?
Come on, let us go see what they just got through telling us about. I think that would be, can you imagine that heavenly host? All of a sudden they're singing and they're praising. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. You don't want me to sing it for you, but glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 2. For the rest of the story. How many say the rest of the story? Let's get the rest of the story. Matthew chapter 2, we're going to start at verse 1. We're going to read down to verse 12. Verse 1 says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.'" How many ever watched that? There's kind of a documentary on the star of the star of David, the star of Jerusalem. This star that they saw, it was actually two planets coming together almost in line. It looks like they're coming together, but they're not together. One's in front of the other one, but it created this great big light, a big star. It looked like a big star. Can you say, everybody say big star? And it was, and so I want you to look at, there's a scripture. It's in the same chapter that John read to you out of. And it's Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. It says this, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined." And these guys, man, they said, "Man, look at this light." And from the teaching, I believe that they knew that they needed to follow this light. These guys were not just, they were wise men. They were men that had studied these things. And they said, and they probably thought, there's got to be, sooner or later, this light's going to show up. And when it showed up, they actually followed it. That's cool. And it ended up in Bethlehem, in a place where when they looked at it, it looked like it was right over Bethlehem. So, you know, it's way out there. How many of you know you get out and things might look close? How many like when the moon's going down, it's real big right there on the or it's coming up. And the moon's right there and you look and it's right this beautiful yellow color, I guess, or whatever. And it looks like it's just right there. But it's, you know, hey, how many of you? We know from Apollo 13, it's a lot further than we think it is. Amen. Come on, man. But it says this. It says, they said, verse 2 says, where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all his chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus is written by the prophet. These guys knew this. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come, what's that? A governor that shall rule my people Israel. I love the scripture. I love the word of God. How many like God's word? I just love God's word. And when he says a governor, and you know, I've been asking God about government, not politics, but government. And this is one of those. This is another one of those scriptures. Out of Bethlehem shall come forth a governor. Amen. And he will rule. Is that right? Ooh, I almost flipped over. Come on, man. He will rule. Folks, God is serious about what his word says. We need to pay very close attention to the word of God. Because God reveals things. He will show us things, all right? Hallelujah. Where was I?
Verse 7.
Thank you. Thank you, young lady. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. So these wise men, they stopped and they asked of all people, Herod, where's this going to be? We see his star. Where is he going to be born? Herod got no idea. So he said, calls the chief priest and he asks them. And they tell him in Bethlehem. That's where it's written. It's written of him that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. So Herod sends these guys to Bethlehem. And he tells them, gives them an order. Hey, when you find him, come and get me. Oh, boy. Yeah, amen? Right from the get-go, Jesus is already not liked. Is that right? Oh, boy. And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over the young child, where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. Amen. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Amen? Amen. Merry Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. Not time for your hot chocolate yet. No. Praise God. How many know that God had a plan? God was planning. This is his plan. It was in the plan. It was in effect from the beginning, even before the foundations of the world, as the Bible says. This plan was already planned. And here it is. It's starting to happen. Is that right? I love when things are starting to happen. Can you say amen to that? Folks, we're in a world right now today that things are happening. We're seeing things that maybe we might not recognize them, but God is saying, keep an eye on it. Because I will show you things, you will see and hear things that you've never heard before, because I am getting ready to, can I just say this to you? He revealed himself to Israel when they were in Egypt. He was very clear. It was very clear that it was God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that brought him out of Egypt. Is that right? And folks, it's going to be very clear in these days for the kingdom of God, for the people of God, that God's going to do a great exodus in the earth. But there's some things we got to know before these things begin to happen. He's calling on the body of Christ for a maturity like we've never had before, that we could walk in the Spirit every day of our lives, that you could walk through Safeway and people will get healed. Can you say amen? Because of the anointing, because of what God is doing in your life. Because it's not you, it's him. You died at the cross. And that what the, I mean, that's, I love that song when Lonnie was singing. He's going, sing that song again, say it again. And he says, no, it was my sins you paid for. I was at the cross with you. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Every one of us were. And when we begin to realize and believe, I mean, I'm just believe that God's going to speak to you and he's going to use you to do something for him, for his glory, not yours, amen. For his glory, amen. You're going to see him move. You're going to see him do things in your family that you never thought would happen. Amen. That one that seems so hard, that would push you away and I don't want to hear about God. You're going to see their heart begin to crumble and say, God, man, I didn't know. You've always been here for me. I didn't know. My mom told me. My dad told me. My grandpa told me. But I didn't know. And here you are. And God, you'll see God do things that you never thought he might do. Hallelujah. Oh, we're in for some great times, folks. We are in the city. I'm in. I'm ready. Hallelujah. I'm looking. How many of you are looking? How many of you are watching? The Word of God says to watch, to wait on me is what God says. Wait on him and you will see that he is for you and not against you. He's always been that way. Whew. Hallelujah. He's got a plan. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 through 11. I love this part. Because in this plan, you know, the Bible says that the Jewish leaders, they knew things, but they had no idea that sending him to the cross was exactly what God had planned. Do you know that? And this is where it says in Isaiah, it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Wow. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Isn't that cool? It would seem like there's a barrier between us and his thoughts and us and his ways. But God has broken that barrier with sin. That barrier is no longer there. Now you can know all things. God will show you everything you need to know. It might not be at the same time that he shows me or shows them, but he will show you what you need to know. That's why it's so important that you go to him and you look for things. You say, God, what are you saying to me? Yes. Tell him your name as if he didn't know it, but tell him, hey, here I am, Lord. I'm Henry right here. I need to know, Lord. I want to know what you got. I want to hear you speak to my heart because he wants to speak to you. Yes. The Word of God says he calls them sheep. He said, my sheep know my voice. Yes. He speaks all the time. He's probably always speaking. How many don't want to miss when he speaks to you? I don't want to miss it. I want to be so sensitive that when he says something, oh, that's the Lord. That's him. I believe that's the place where we're going to be when we begin to see all these things happening in our lives. Because the hunger of our heart begins to call on God. And it seems like there's a barrier, but there's no barrier. There could be a barrier that we haven't thought about. It's ourselves. Because we want to do what we want to do the way we want to do it. This is a nice Christmas message, ain't it? Come on, man. We want to do it the way we want to do it. And God, if you just bless what I'm doing. God says, well, okay, my promise is to bless you. Yes. But there's something about a willing heart and an obedient heart with God that he says, ooh, I'm going to bless that. Amen. That's going to be blessed. That will end up exactly where I need it to be because of an obedient and a willing heart. Can you say amen? Amen. This plan has been in place for even before we even knew God. This plan has been in place and God say, I'm going to take you into my plan and I'm going to walk you down this plan. Can you say amen? He says, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. He says, these things that you're going through, I have ordered them. They're ordained not to hurt you, but to strengthen you. Can you say amen? Because God is always into strengthening you. Pastor John and I, we've said we're here to build the body of Christ, not to hurt them, not to tell them stuff that, you know, hey, whatever. To build on what God is saying. And the only way we can do it is speaking and preaching his word. Allowing the Spirit of God to take his word to the hearts and begin to do the work that we've always wanted him to see in our lives. Can you say amen? Ooh. So this plan is in place. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. There's a way to get to his way. There's a way to get to his thoughts. The Bible says, humble yourself and I will lift you up. Those higher things, well, all of a sudden, God will begin to pick you up into those things so you know and you understand these things. That's pretty cool. So he says this, for as the rain comes down, how many like rain? And snow from heaven. How many, anybody in here snowbirds? Ex-snowbirds, yeah. How many know it's cold in some places? Baltimore is freezing, is that right? You know, my son was telling me, it's cold over here, Dad. He's in L.A. I said, hey, man, we're in the 70s over here. Come on, man. Say, hey, man, you guys got to go where it's blessing. Amen? Yeah, I've always been from Arizona, so cold to me is not a blessing. Some people say, yeah, you know, I'm not a skier. I'm not a snow sports person. I'm not an ice skater. Yeah, I better leave that alone. Because it can get somebody, man. As the rain comes down, snow from heaven and returns not there. But it waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud. Listen to what he's saying. This water that he sends from heaven. It waters the earth and it makes it bring forth and bud. That it may give what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And then he says this. This is a wonderful scripture. If you take a hold of these things. So shall my word be. That goes forth from my mouth. Out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will. Everybody say it will. It will accomplish that which I please, that word that goes out of his mouth. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. That's his word. See that word sent? See, God sends his word. He'll give you a word to give to somebody. Right when you're talking to somebody, all of a sudden you get this word. And you say, hey, I got something to tell you. I mean, you might not like it or you might love it. But this is what God's saying. He said he's going to move you to Yuma. Oh, boy, isn't that a nice place? Yeah. But you might get a word. And what if that word is? It's sent from above. See, I'm not real confident in that. I hope I don't offend anybody by saying, do you have anybody have any of those cards where today you pull out a card and look at it? Oh, this is a scripture for today. Does anybody do that? No, nobody here does that. Huh? Good. Because I'm not real confident in that. I love the Word of God. So I'm going to take the Word of God and read it. I'm not going to let some one card look at him and just, this is your word for today. That's almost like a horoscope. And some people say, well, if I just stand on the corner and speak God's word, That's God sending it, and so it's going to return void. I mean, it's not going to return void, and it's going to accomplish. You know what? That's not what God's talking about. God is talking about when you and your spirit, you sense God's word, and you speak God's word. Now there's something different going on. It's Him sending the word. It's Him speaking it, and all you are is a voice, a mouthpiece, if you will. And the word goes out, and it will accomplish. That's what the word says. It shall accomplish that which I sent it to do. Isn't that cool? Yeah. How many of you know that Jesus is the Word? Amen. How many of you know that Jesus was sent from God the Father? Amen? Hallelujah. Here he goes. In John chapter 6, verse 38 through 40, I want you to read just three verses and just count how many times he says, sent me. Is that right? Yeah. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but I should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that what? Sent me, that everyone which sees the Son, just what Pastor John said this morning, everyone that sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. You see, Jesus was sent. Jesus was he said, my will is to do the will of the Father. When the Father said, hey, I need to send somebody, amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm here to do your will. Send me, amen?
Amen.
Send me, Lord. Send me. Huh. How many of you know we're sent? That same Jesus that dwells in you has been sent to the world to bring life, to bring waters of life. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, I hope I'm not losing you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9. Verses 6 through 8 says this. This is what John read this morning, but I want to read it to you again. Can you say, is that okay? It's okay to double up on the word of God. Is that right? Yeah, is that right? By two or three witnesses, everything will be established. And here it says that, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Notice the unto us in there, okay? Look at your neighbor, say, unto me. Just look at your neighbor. Tell somebody, unto me. A child is born.
That's it.
Unto me, a son is given. Right, Z? Is that what it says? I learned her name, Z. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. And it says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Amen?
Amen.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of what?
Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord will what? Perform this. The zeal of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, working in his people, will perform this. It will do what I sent it to do. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He said, he's talking about the governor. He's talking about Jesus. And he says that he's given it to us, given him to us. Is that right? Yeah. Can I tell you just with that scripture? I'm opening a present for you, whether you believe it or not, or you understand what I'm saying to you. I'm giving you a present this morning, if you will. You're opening a present, and what comes out of this present is wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You tell me what you need. Tell me what you need. He's already given it all to you. It's all in his Son. Woo, come on. You don't have to go anywhere but to your Father's throne and say, God, I need you. I love you, and I want everything, Father God, that you have for me. You watch what he'll do. The present that he sent for Christmas,
yes.
His Son. Ooh, come on, hallelujah. You don't need any more. He's got a big bow on it. Take these scriptures and pull that bow back and open all these scriptures up and look at them again and see that God is saying, I've given you everything. Everything that you need, you don't need anymore. Can you say amen? Let's stand up and let's thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Worship team, can you come up? Hallelujah. That includes me. But I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Do not go right in one after, because you're going to make you sing. How many of you like singing? Woo! I want to hear you sing loud, okay? It's an easy song. You know this song. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for the gift that's been given to us in your Son. We realize, Father, that the reason for the season is Jesus, but he came for us. We're the reason of this season, Father. So we thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord, because you're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the honor, Father. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Get ready.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.